couple of weeks to get 7 days in. All right? But that's because I don't want to rush it. And if you throw too much at you, you know. So what we're going to do is I want you to practice day one and day two until next week. And then the next week you'll get two more, and then we'll get the other. So all the seven, we'll get 7 days. So, but this practice day one and day two for the rest of the week. I want you to think about this, put it in your mind. If you read it enough every day, you'll get it down in your spirit. And when the devil starts talking junk to you, this will automatically pop up. Amen. I remember I was working at Procter & Gamble, and I'd never seen a virus detector quite like Procter & Gamble. Not Procter & Gamble, but Fountain Power Boats had. Because their virus detector, I'm going along, and I'm doing something, and all of a sudden, this big old something comes on my screen, like a monster or an ant, fly, or something comes on my screen. And then another thing comes up and zaps us. Says, you got the virus. And, okay, this right here, this stuff you're going to have over, when you get all 7 days, this is so you can have every day something to read, and this will be like your virus detection, right? This will be like your, not only your virus detector, but this will be the person that, this will be what will help you zap what's going on, what the devil's trying to put in your head. And he will definitely try to put things in your head, amen? So here we go. And so you got to watch what you say. Because when you watch, when you talk, your words have power. The Bible says the power of life and death are in the tongue. But not only do you have power for your own self, but when you start speaking negative, Satan will do everything within his power to bring that negative back. Okay? So if you start speaking it, he knows it. And when he knows it, here it goes. He's going to go. He can do his best to make it happen. So you got to remember, stay with this. Here's 2 days worth. So take this 2 days for the rest of the week. And this, or studying this to be cool. What's your real identity? What is an identity? Is identity something you're born with? We've already talked about that. Is it changeable or is it never able to change? It is changeable. It's part of it that you are born with, but you can always change. With God, change is always possible. Amen? 7 days of claiming your identity in Christ. Now, in order for Christians to walk in victory, we need to identify the lies we believe about ourselves and exchange them for the truth. Amen. That's what this is all about. That's what the Word is about. That's why we have the Word. That's why the Word never changes. Because lies change. The truth does. Okay? As you get older, as you start going through things, as things start happening, as parts of your body start to fail, you're starting not to be quite as resilient as you were before, things like that, you begin to, you listen to these lies from Satan. He starts telling you how broke down you are and even how worthless you are, and that's not true. The Bible says, although the outer man perisheth, meaning we grow old, the inner man is renewed day by day. So the inner man is not getting old. The inner man is still strong and powerful. You know, so you got to remember that. That's why I say that all the time, when the outer man's perishing. You know, I built a brick pad for the air conditioner. Finally, I got an air conditioner put in and built a brick pad. And I was trying to be smart. I said, I get my exercise in today while doing all this. And I'm running around like a busy bee, and I was carrying four bricks at a time, up like this, and I was exercising my arms, I was bouncing, you know, trying, and then I was laying the brick and laying the block, and by the time I got ready to pour the cement in those bricks, my back said, have you lost your ever loving mind? And I walked in and sat down. Linda said, are you okay? I said, sure. She said, why are you leaning against the wall like that? I said, it's the closest thing I can get to. And she said, you remember, you're not. I said, I've done this stuff many a time. She said, but when? I said, when I was 17, when I was 19. Oh, I told her, I said, I'm going to take the old air conditioner off. She said, I used to deliver appliances. I was taking refrigerators in by myself, you know, on a cart. And she said, how old were I? I said, I was 17. I did it at 19. I did it at 20-something. And she said, well, you're 56. Now, I said, if you add up 17, 19, and 26, okay? And so she got a big laugh out of it. So my outer man, I was thinking my outer man's perishing, and my inner man's being renewed, but my inner man needs to tell my outer man to slow down, or my inner outer man to tell my inner man, think before you do something like that next time. All right, so. In order for Christians to walk in victory, right here, I can't say it enough. We need to identify underline that, identify the lies that we believe about ourselves and exchange them for the truth. Wow. That right there is worth the price of admission. Identify the lies that Satan will tell you. And remember, he uses your flesh. He communicates with the flesh to hold down the spirit, to push back the spirit. He communicates with the flesh to push back your morale, to push back your growth, to push it all back and let you destroy yourself, be consumed by yourself. So here we go. The following are seven lies we tell ourselves, followed by seven truths from God's word. For lasting change, you must cast aside the lies and rely on God's truth. One more time, we need to get this deep inside of us now. For lasting change, you must cast aside the lies and rely on God's truth. Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That word transformed literally is metamorphosis, which means there's an actual change taking place. Do not be conformed to this world. Don't let the world squeeze you with all this pressure to conform. You know, I guarantee you, what we're wearing is clothes today, we think we chose it. Guess what? We did. No, let me tell you. Somebody, somewhere, the powers that be decided what the clothes are going to be like. And what the styles are going to be. And then once the styles take a hold, then we start, oh, yeah, look at what I picked out. Yeah, we picked it out all right. But guess what? Somewhere, somebody, somewhere chose this how it's going to be this year. Okay? You look at winter. It's not even winter yet. The winter clothes are already out. Okay? And guess what? There's some different styles that were there from last year. We'll get them and think, man, I'm looking good. You know, and look at what I picked. No, somebody else picked it, and we're just going along with it. Okay? Yeah, victim of circumstance. Now, that's not a bad thing. If it weren't for that, I'd walk around looking with a white shirt and black pants all the time. Okay? That's right. Matter of fact, until Linda come along, that's what I did. Amen. Okay. But that's minor. That's not major at all. But that is the kind of stuff the world does. And robs us of our spirituality and robs us of what God has designed for us and our God-given heritage. He takes it right away and we don't even realize what's going on. So here we go. Look at one of the lies each day. And of course, you only get two lies to deal with, but this is enough. Somebody say that's plenty. That's two to work with for next week. And then once you get the other two, or three, I want you to take, whether it's four or five, and go over them every day. Just kind of look over it and say it to yourself. You ain't got to go over everything, but just go over what you can. All right, read them, look up the scriptures for that day, and write them down. Of course, I've already done that for you. Read them aloud, and thank God that His Word confirms the truth about you. Whether you feel like it or not, it's not about feeling, it's about faith. Okay? Not about feeling, it's about faith. If we walk by feeling, I guarantee you, I promise you, that things would be a whole lot different in a whole lot of lives today if we go by feeling. It's not by feeling, it's by faith. And faith is grabbing hold of something you don't see and holding on to it till it becomes reality. So here we go. Here it is. If you repeat this each time, you begin to see yourself through God's eyes. This is what God says about you. The lie is what Satan says, what the world says, what your flesh says about you. But the truth is what God says about you. So what I want you to do is, all this following week, I want you to say, I'm not living by your lie, Satan. I'm living by God's truth. And I want you to repeat this, because the more you repeat it, the more it'll get in your spirit. You don't just want it in your mind, you want it in your spirit. You want it where, so when Satan starts telling you this, it pops out and goes, no, here it is. Like that virus detector. Like that, it comes in, it detects it, and pulls it down. That's what we're going to do. We're programming our computer. There we go. The lie is, I can't feel valuable unless I'm loved and accepted by my family and the significant people in my life. Now, number one, a lot of times we are being loved and accepted by our family and don't realize it. Because what they see and what we see are two different things. And I've seen a time where one of the boys come to me just the other day. I just heard about it. I had this funeral that I just did last Tuesday. I found out about it on Friday. And so I'm in there, and Linda forgot her glasses. We were trying to get her some safety shoes, and Linda forgot her glasses. And I said, sit here. Now look, already got a headache because of the allergies. I just heard about this bad stuff happening. And so I pulled my glasses off. As soon as I put your glasses on, what happened? Yeah, and so I went with headache, hearing about this woman dying. She hadn't died yet. She was found the next day she had died. And she goes, I've got to my car and get it. I said, it's too far out in the parking lot. She said, if I can see, it's bothering you to take your glasses. It bothers you to have to take your glasses off. I said, huh? She said, well, you got a look on your face. I said, that's called can't see where I'm going, allergies, and just heard some bad news. She goes, oh, okay. So I just took my glasses. And I walked into the wall. Alright. But see, there's times where you think people are thinking about you certain things and they're not. And there's times when somebody's having a bad day and you come up and you think they're mad at you and they're not mad at you at all. They're just having a bad day. But we, every last one of us, listen carefully, every last one of us, it's in our nature to be insecure. Ever since the garden. It's in our nature to be insecure. We have to fight that insecurity. And so because we have to fight that insecurity, here we go. You got to watch this now. So I can't feel valuable unless I'm loved and accepted by my family and the significant people in my life. Watch this. Here's the truth. All of us have God-given value because we have been placed into a new family where I am unconditionally loved and accepted by God. That's awesome. I have God-given value. You have God-given value because you've been placed into a new family where you're unconditionally loved and accepted by God. So no matter what the outside circumstances are like, God still loves me. Now I'm going to talk about Bethany in this verse. 1, 2, 3, 4. And Bethany says, hey, and she loves y'all, and she can't wait to get back. You may see her. You may get a chance to see her. I don't know. In November. We're trying to work on that. It's kind of crazy because they're talking about me going to get her and coming back one day and then the next day going back, taking her back and coming back home. And that's 18 hours of driving. And I'm not a good truck driver. Matter of fact, Linda told somebody Saturday that she was going to buy another car and ride home by herself. Okay. Yeah, she said my driving was scary. She said my driving was very, very scary. Well, yeah. Well, actually the it was rained a hurricane Friday night. The hurricane, you wouldn't believe it, but it rained all the way to Charlotte. It was raining in Charlotte. When we got to Charlotte, it was still raining. So we thought we were going to outrun the storm. We didn't outrun the storm. But the next day, it was very pretty. We didn't run into rain until we come back about halfway across, about 2 hours of the drive, and then we ran into some more rain. All right, so here we go. Oh, yeah. I can tell you what now, I-85 didn't slow anybody down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it was bad. It was bad. All right. Now, I want y'all to tell me something, what you think about this, too, but I'm going to go one at a time, and I've already told about this with Bethany, but I'm just going to tell about it again, because some of you may not have heard it, but may not have told all of this, so here it goes. First, here's the truth. Here's why I know this is the truth, that I have a God-given value. Number one, and I want y'all to say this about yourself every morning. Some of y'all need to say it more than once. I am chosen. Say that with chosen by God. He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. He chose us before the foundation or before the beginning. Isn't that a cool thing? It's this. Long before He laid down earth's foundation, He had us in mind. Had settled on us as the focus of His love to be made whole and holy by His love. Wow. Before this place even came into existence. Before the human race even started. He loved us. Wow. And chose us. Like Bethany. For years, Linda, I to have no more children. And she said, I don't want to stop with two boys. I'd really love to have a little girl. And I said, well, how are we going to have a little girl? You can't have any more kids. And she said, well, don't you think we could adopt one? And I said, well, if we're going to adopt one, God's going to have to do it. Because we found out how crazy the adoption process was. And then, when we go to Benson, I get pulled aside and ask, can I go to court for behalf of the little boy? And Barry always said, I like to adopt a little, it'd be cool if we could adopt a blue-eyed, blonde-headed girl. Well, I had never seen her except for in the picture. It was so small, I really couldn't see anything about her. But I went to court on her for 3 years, and at the end, they asked us, will we take her? And so they said, actually, we want you to take her in foster care. I said, okay. But after we got her, we realized that she needed more than foster care. She needed to be adopted. And so, watch this. We chose. We knew that she needed something to say. And followed her. Now, God chose with all our imperfections, with all our impurities, with all of our craziness, with all we do, all kinds of crazy mess we do, God chose us. Jesus said, you didn't choose me, I chose you. Why? You don't even realize that when you're calling out for Him, it's your spirit calling out and God's spirit within you calling out and calling, crying, Abba, Father. Look, so here it is. Chosen by God. Not only are you chosen by God, you are adopted by God. In love, He predestined to be adopted as His Son through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will. Say, I'm chosen by God. I'm adopted by God. Long, long ago, He decided to adopt us into His family through Jesus Christ. What pleasure He took in planning this. Wow. Bethany, once we adopted her, I had no idea all the things that were going to happen when we adopted her. We had to go through a long process just to foster her. Once we went to adopt her, then it got even crazier. Were the same lawyers that were fighting to take her out of the country were the same lawyers that fought to put her in. Talk about God. That's awesome. So, adopted by God, we went to the court, and once we said that we were going to adopt her, we had to go through a trial period, of course. God is doing that trial period. It's there. We went through the trial period with Bethany, though. During that period, she didn't want to be called Melissa. So I said, what do you want to be called? And she said, well, I want to be called... She kept naming off all these names. I picked one and said, you want to be called Rudell, Raynell, Marcel. And she go, Dad, don't call me Raydell and Marcel. And I do that all the time. And she go, no, I want to be called Bethany. I want to be called Bethany. So we changed her name. First, when she went to school, she told everybody her name was Lynn. So they changed her name to Lynn before she was ever adopted. And at school, they kept saying, okay, Melissa Lynn said a pair. And then she just decided to change her name to Bethany. And before we even changed it, she changed it. And so we had to wind up in the middle of adoption, also changed her name. And every kid in school said, we told her we changed her name to Bethany for her birthday. So every kid in her class wanted their name changed for their birthday. And the mother said, can you please stop? Is there, can you hear? Is it not working? Okay. But it does work? Okay. So we adopted her. And when we adopted her, the judge carried us in his chambers. They said he's never done that before. Put Bethany on his lap. And when he signed the decree and the birth certificate, it said, Bethany Dawn Clinton, born to David the Pharisee. Born to. And her other records were sealed, never to be opened. Now, here we go with us. Say it, I'm a child of God. Because I've been chosen. And because I've been adopted, I am a child of God. To all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave them the right to become the children of God. Bethany, the judge looked at me and said, looked over at DC and Daniel and said, if you get upset, you can disown those boys. He said, but you can never disown that girl. You adopted her. You can never disown her. God's love is good. Isn't that cool? And we're adopted, and now we're children of God. My birth certificate from the world's tore up. My birth certificate now says I was born of God. Amen. Your birth certificate says you're born of God. So next time the devil tries to tell you all the junk and bring up all the junk in the past, you tell him, look, if the court system can change somebody's birth certificate and take all that junk in the past and seal it and throw it away, guess what? God can do one better than that. He can take it and make it vanish. Amen. Throw it in a sea of forgetfulness, and you never have to open it again. Praise the Lord. Never go fishing there. So, I'm a child of God. Then, finally, I'm born again. You've been born again, not of perishable seed, but imperishable through the living and enduring word of God. 1 Peter 1:23. Again, if you see Bethany's birth certificate, it says nothing about Melissa Parrish anywhere. It says, Bethany Dawn Linton was born to David and Beverly. And forever it'll be there. Now, we're born again. Bethany was born again. Okay? And right now she's being born again too, because she's lost 25 pounds. She's talking all grades. She's talking spiritual, talking all grades and stuff. She looked at me and said, Dad, if I listened to you, I wouldn't be here. And I said, really? She said, Dad, you actually knew what you were talking about. Whoa. 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 And she said, but you know, I said, well, I'm glad you're here because look at what you're learning. And she was so bright and sunny. I mean, it was just amazing how bright and sunny she was. And she's working, and she works in the, they all have to do jobs. She works in the cafeteria. She works in, she does some cooking. And she can cook. Praise God. But she cooks, and she also is in charge of the rose garden. And so she has special permission to cut roses. She's the only one, so she cut her mama some roses. And it brought tears to my eyes all the way at home. Because I'm allergic to it. I was riding in the car yesterday and I said, why have I got this headache? Every time I get in my car, I get a headache and I can't see. I said, no wonder. There's five roses behind my seat. So I brought them into Linda and said, here, take those roses, please. So day one, here's what I want y'all. When you get up in the morning, especially, look, I want you to get ahead of the devil. Because he's going to talk to you while you go to sleep at night. He's going to talk to you. That's why it says for us to not go to bed on our anger. Or our wrath, because wrath is different than anger. I can be angry and sin not. But don't let the sun go down upon your wrath, because wrath is different. Wrath, look, here's anger. Here's wrath. You go to bed like that, Satan will talk to you all night. And when you get up, you'll be even more like that. He'll have you thinking you married the wrong man, married the wrong woman. They're sorry, they'll never be worth anything. Blah, 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 blah. Oh, these people there just hate you, blah, 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 because you went to bed on your wrath. You can't do that. Because Satan will play with your mind while you're asleep. All right? So, when you get up in the morning, hit the floor, you go, here you go. You don't have to read all the scriptures because you already got them right here. You might put this by your bed. Y'all say it with me. I am chosen by God. I am adopted by God. I am a child of God. I am born again. Wow. One more time. This is so cool. I am chosen by God. I am adopted by God. I am a child of God. I am born again. Isn't that cool? That's awesome. Yeah, go ahead and give the Lord a hand clap. Yeah. Now, here goes day two. And I'll try not to keep you too much longer. But we'll see. I guarantee I won't keep as long as Donald Trump will keep them guys tonight. Day two, my new characteristics. First, day one was my new family. Here's a lie that Satan tells us all the time. I never feel valuable because this is just the way I am. I cannot change. It's a lie. A big one. Let me tell it to you again. I'll never feel valuable because this is just the way I am. I cannot change. Somebody help me out. That's a lie. Okay? A big one. That's right. So here's the truth. I have God-given value because God has changed me on the inside and given me new characteristics. He's going to work inside of us. Awesome work. And he makes connections back and forth. Just like today, I had to make a quick stop in the food line. So I go in the food line, and I got held up at the counter, of course. You know, and finally, whatever they were doing, I got to the shortest line that took the longest amount of time. And again, Linda always says, God's keeping you back for a reason. Well, he did, because while I was there waiting, the car that was beside my car got out. And another car took his place. And so I pull up beside this car, and I look over there, and there is a black man in a truck. This black man in a truck's got this written on the side of his truck: Brotherly Love Incorporated. Lawn care, bricklaying, painting, carpentry, cleaning, carpet cleaning, computer repair. And it's got a white hand and a black hand. And I walked over to him, and I said, that is absolutely awesome. And I scared him. And I said, that's awesome. And I said, you're a Nehemiah, and you're standing on the wall. Don't even realize it. I said, buddy, you're standing tall on the wall. He says, not only are we trying to get white and black together, because D.C. has a guy working for him that says, don't hate. Great big letters in the front of his windshield. Don't hate. And it's just awesome. Every time I see it, it's just awesome. But this, brotherly love. And I started talking to him. He said, actually what we do is we hire people to come out of prison. How often do we get asked this? Yeah. You know how I can get a hold of anybody to help me get a job when I get out? He told me to tell them about brotherly love. So I'm going to prison Thursday night, and so it's amazing how I'm being held up in food line while I'm being held up. There's why, because I had to go meet that truck outside. I'd have no idea. He asked him for a card, and he couldn't find any cards. He looked at all he could find was his registration card. I said, I didn't want that. So, Brotherly Love Incorporated. I got a number. Right now? Okay. So now, here it is. Here's your new nature, your new characteristic. Ready? So next time the devil tells you you're sorry, you're no good, blah, 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 you'll never make it, you don't have what it takes, there's no way, blah, 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 blah. Sometimes when he's telling me that, I go, blah, 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 blah. blah, 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 blah. I remember watching, I think it was his name, now, Frazier. Frazier and his brother were, Frazier was talking about the dog, and all the dog was hearing was blah, 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 Eddie. Blah, 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 Eddie. And then they started talking to psychology stuff around their dad, and then we got blah, 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 dad. Blah, 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 dad. That's all dad could hear, blah, 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 blah. Okay? Well, so when the devil starts talking to me, sometimes I just got blah, 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 lie. Blah, 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 lie. Blah, 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 lie. All right? Here we go. This is good stuff. This will get you, this is like taking vitamin B and eating you a box of Wheaties in the morning and drinking some Starbucks and ready to go. I mean, here we go. First characteristic. Y'all sit with me. I am a new creation. I love that. I'm a new creation. That's pretty cool. If any man be in Christ, or anyone, they are a new creation. The old is gone. The new has come. I like this. Therefore, if any person is engrafted in Christ, adopted, the Messiah, I forgot to turn that down. Turn that right there. Okay. Oh, that was Braveheart. I don't know what that sounded like. That was from Braveheart. All right. So, old things are passed away. He is a new creature, a new creation, a new creature altogether. The old previous moral and spiritual condition has passed away. Behold, the fresh and new has come. Why? Isn't it awesome? Number two. With me. Say it with me. I have a new nature. In him you're also circumcised in the putting off of the sinful nature, not by the circumcision done by the hands of man, but by the circumcision done by Christ. In the Old Testament, the sign of the covenant was circumcision. In the New Testament, the circumcision was part. The first one man did as a sign unto God. The second one God did it as a sign to me. Wow. That's powerful. Amen? Then, I have a new heart. Y'all say it. I have a new heart. Y'all remember Stream Bean? On Hee Haw, he always say, read us a letter. He go, I got it right next to my heart, and he said, that blew out of his back pocket. Okay. I will give you a new heart, a new spirit in you. Remove that heart of stone and remove that heart of flesh. Wow, that's some powerful stuff. Here it is. A new heart will I give you, a new spirit will I put within you, and take away that old stony heart out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will replace it with a heart that is God-willed, not self-willed. That's powerful. So, when I get up in the morning, I'm chosen by God, I'm adopted by God, I'm a child of God, I am born again. I can promise you in the morning, Satan's going to try his best to take this out of your hand. So what you do is, right to start with, you get right on up and you go, blah, 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 lie. Blah, 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 lie. And then you go, I'm chosen by God. I'm adopted by God. I'm a child of God. I'm born again. I am a new creation. I have a new nature. I have a new heart. And I have a new spirit. I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. That is so, so awesome. Now before I was saved, when you mentioned God's word, it scared me. And people started talking God's word, I got it. And every now and then, back when I was a little boy that had this thing on TV, and he only had three channels. And you're going to see two of them most of the time. And part time, we all took turns. We missed a lot of stuff. I had to watch it from the side because every night one of us had to be the remote control. Said, Daddy, what channel you want? Daddy, yeah. And then, look, can you grab the rabbit ears? Okay. And then you adjusted it, or you took a card and stuck it up in the back of it. So one of us did that every night, so we kind of missed everything. But still, and that guy would get on TV and talk about Jesus coming again. He'd scare me so bad, I'd want to go hide under the bed. Now, talking about him coming again, I'd rejoice. I love it. Come on. Bring it on, Lord. Come get me. Amen. So, have a new spirit, and I have a new mind. Praise God. Yes, that's the best one of all. We have a new mind. Yeah. But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:16. Wow. So in the morning, what are we going to do? Read them all. Go ahead, bro. Okay. Let it rip, Tater Chip. That's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome, bro. That's good. That's good stuff. That's good. That, you know, like I said, let it rip, Tater Chip. I'll tell y'all about to go see Beth, and we had to go to an Al-Anon meeting. We have to keep going to Al-Anon meetings. Al-Anon is for families that have been affected by alcoholism. AA is right the opposite. It's for the actual people. But we didn't understand that we had to go to Al-Anon. So we went to an AA meeting. So we're sitting at an AA meeting, and I thought it was cool, except for they were passing out the chips. And Linda's sitting directly in front of me, and nobody can see her but me. And the man that's passing out chips, this is kind of a sacred moment to get your chip. And so the man sitting and said, come get your chip, show the world you got what you've done. And Linda, who the man can't see, he only sees me. I'm looking him dead in the eye. She reaches over. I'm thinking, this is so awesome. She goes, hey, I said, what? Since you know what they say about a chip? I said, no. She said, you can't eat this one. And so I went, ha ha! And about that time, I looked, and that guy was looking at me like he could burn a hole in me. And I went, and Linda just went. So I got it. I got barked down on me. Well, I didn't know. I didn't understand the Al-Anon concept, but now I do. But this is right. This is. But they told us AA. On that night, yes, we did. But see, they told us AA. It's the Al-Anon that said AA. And so they're partially responsible for that mistake because I heard them say AA, but the paper says Al-Anon. So although they probably just said it in a hurry and said Al-Anon and AA. But still, it's all cool. But Bethany is beautiful. She lost 25 pounds. She's so full of spirit. She loves the Lord. She's talking about the Lord. She's talking about the Word. She actually preached to us a little bit. And Linda said, tell me why you like this so much. Why was it? She started talking back and forth. And then she had an eye-opening experience where she said, y'all knew what y'all were talking about. Praise God. Yes. How did I get away from there? Well, actually, they come and told us that everybody's got to go. You're there from 2 to 4. And you walk in, and it was a holiday, so we were usually a bunch of cars there. There weren't a bunch of cars there. And I said, oh, no, they haven't given us one. They have. And we went to check in, and they said, well, all you can bring in is your ID. And I said, well, and I started arguing with the lady nicely. I said, no, I've got permission to give her bubble gum and a watch. And so she said, ID only. Then she looked over at the piece of paper and said, yes, you got permission to give her a watch. I bought her a watch once for a lady, and Bethany's arm was so big, but I got her. She wanted one for a man, so I got her one for a man with Velcro. And I fit that on. And so I got it, and she wanted bubble gum. So So if anybody does, what you got the address, and if you want to send her a care package, the only thing you can really send her besides cards would be to send her, if she loves bubblegum. And you said if you want to get it, and the address is right there, but if you do want to send her something, you can send her bubblegum. And bubblegum, and I got no watches anymore. Bubblegum and stationery stuff. Yeah. Cause they're really sticklers. Cause she likes chopsticks. I try to bring her some chopsticks. And see how that works. No chopsticks. So next time I'll try to bring her a fortune cookie. All right, let's pray. Yeah, anybody any comments? Any? It's in green. And he is a cook. Ooh. That man can cook. I'm not sure. I missed the last two meetings because I've been with Beth. They had the meetings on the same time that I go see Beth. So they can either sell their own stuff, or they can get no, or they can donate stuff to the church to sell. No. Well, I was going to get a booth, and I was going to sell my cooking, and Linda was going to have a booth and sell an ass. Yes, Helen tomorrow is moving. She's still going to be at the same place, but it's different because she's going into memory. She was in the assistant. Really more like just living. Not really a whole lot of assistant to it other than they clean for her now, wash for her, and she has her meals prepared for her, but she still has the option to make her own meals. But she's in a two room apartment with a kitchenette. And tomorrow she's going to share a room. She'll be sharing a room with her roommate. Bless her heart. Her memory. Every time I go see her, she'll tell me, "I haven't seen you in so long." And I said, "I told you when you went there, I'd see you every Wednesday." And I have seen her every Wednesday, but I can't. There've been a couple times I couldn't, and so I'd go see her later. So I wouldn't see her Sunday after church. I couldn't see her Wednesday. And again, she forgets I've been there. She forgets the Lord's been there. And she asked me about y'all. About 10 times. And those chairs you brought her. Now she can remember Stephanie when you brought the chairs, but the last couple times we was talking about the chairs, we just had a dream. I know Dolores is there taking good care of her, but she doesn't, she can't remember that. Yeah, we're talking about Helen. Helen Sadler being moved to memory care tomorrow. Pray for Helen. It's actually still in the same area, it's just moved across, she's moving from one building to the next. Tomorrow they told me, ma'am. Well, they said that it's changed a lot since they shut it down. Now it's good, really, really good. And I'm going to go tomorrow and go to the front desk. They're going to put me in the car and carry me to her. and I'm going to have lunch with her. I'm trying to help her. I tried to help her Sunday. And I tried to help her Sunday. And she said she was so lonely by it in the back. And I said, well, if you got a chance to get a roommate. I was trying to, you know, prepare, but she can't remember. Well, y'all pray for Helen and Laura because it's sad. It's sad for this thing to lose. I mean, she's not lost. It's like her short-term memory. And she has now. She's introduced Bethany as Ray Ann several occasions. And she's introduced me as several people. But, you know, and she even asked me Sunday three times, you are David, right? And I said, yes, I am. Yes, I am. And I say something like, you're Helen, right? Yeah, because it can have any one of us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this night. We thank you, Lord, for all you've done for us, Lord. I ask you right now to touch everybody, Lord, especially Helen tomorrow. As she goes through this transition, let it be as smooth as possible, Lord, and touch Stephen's son-in-law. Let this transition be smooth, too. In the name of Jesus, we love you. We thank you. Church said, amen. And I'm going to tell you, D.C. gave me that Camry. And he said, we're going to put it in my name. Well, we haven't put it in my name yet, because when I'm available,